maybe just a general comment on what we can learn of Saul of Tarsus here. It's very interesting to learn something of someone who doesn't know Christ, but we know he had a life-changing encounter with the Lord Jesus. But it's interesting to look to his personality before he had this encounter with the Lord. Just a quick verse in Acts chapter 8, verse 3. We read, "But Saul ravaged the assembly, entering into the houses one after another, and dragging off both men and women, delivered them up to prison." Paul had an enormous amount of zeal and energy for God, though he was blind, though he was not, it was not according to God's thought. It was according to what he learned as a Pharisee. He had a tremendous amount of energy. And may we learn from that, to have energy for the Lord, not as Saul had in the flesh, but by the Spirit of God. Like the Lord Jesus said to his brothers in the flesh in John chapter 7, he said, "It's always your time. Do whatever you want." I'm paraphrasing here, sorry. But he says, "It's not my time now." So we see those who were living by the flesh with their energy, and the Lord Jesus who was conduct by the Holy Spirit. Another verse I want to read, it's Acts chapter 22, verse 3. He says that he had been brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, verse 3, chapter 22, educated according to the exactness of the law of our fathers. And it's very interesting, because of the energy there was in Saul of Tarsus, we see also what is the fruit of the exactness of the law. The fruit of the exactness of the law is producing exactly what Paul was doing. It was extremism. It was doing a lot of things in the name of God, but nothing in the mind of God. It's what the exactness of the law will also produce in us believers today, if we live in the flesh instead of living through the Holy Spirit of God. Instead of bringing fruit by the Spirit, we will live our religion, so to speak, by the flesh, by its energy, but there's no good that dwells in the flesh. There's no good dwelling in me, the Apostle Paul is saying in Romans chapter 7, verse 18. And the flesh cannot submit itself to the law. It cannot. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God. We read all that in Romans chapter 8. So was it for Paul. For Saul, should I say. So was it for Saul of Tarsus. He was very religious, very zealous, according to the exactness of the law. But there was no fruit pleasing to God. In fact, he was persecuting the church of God. He was doing things against God. So for us, it's also a warning that if we are working according to the exactness of the law, the word, you know, truth, and there's not the love with it, it will produce the same thing. We will be ravaging the assembly of the Lord instead of edifying the people of God. What was missing to Paul? We read it in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 14, "But the grace of our Lord surpassingly overabounded with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus." What was missing is real faith in God, in Christ. What was missing is tasting the overabounding grace of the Lord Jesus in his life, and faith and love. If we do not taste the grace of God in our soul, it will not go out to others either. If we do not taste first the love of God in our life, like it was the case for Paul, for Saul, well, it cannot go to others. And love is the perfect bond. We read in Colossians chapter 3. It's the perfect bond. If we do not have this in our life, it cannot go to others. Last verse is Galatians chapter 1, verse 14. "Saul was advanced in Judaism beyond many contemporaries in my nation, being exceedingly zealous of the doctrines of my father." He was extremely zealous. This is a good thing, to be extremely zealous. We should go to our Lord Jesus to have this zeal in our life too, just like Paul. But not doing like Paul was doing, doing it in the flesh, but doing it by the Spirit of God. So it's interesting just to see those characters in the apostle. A lot of energy, a lot of knowledge, but not under the leading and guidance and power of the Holy Spirit of God. And we see the results. It's giving. It will do the same thing in our life if we are not led by the Spirit of God. May we go to the Lord Jesus and encounter him daily so that the old soul which is in us be put away and go out to others like a new renewed man like Paul for the blessing of the people of God.